My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Relich Hours, the Patreon bonus duck feed show about Bloodlines, with art by Randy Walker and music by Gwen Static.
And in this episode, we choose our psychopaths.
Round up some additional Sabbat rites in Nighttime is the Right Time. I don't know. We're getting near the end of the season. I'm done naming segments.
Okay.
I don't care anymore. Sorry, Gwen. Just use whatever music seems good. We're almost done.
Yeah, we're almost done. We set you up for the set tights in the clan chat book.
Tune in to the Deb of Night for the last time.
And as always, wrap up with one of your comments in the council.
Yeah. A mild amount of behind-the-scenes stuff. We're getting ahead for Portland Retro Gaming Expo. So we're getting ahead on the series. We have 4 episodes left.
Yep.
This is one of 4.
Yeah. And then after that, we're going to take a couple weeks and then come back with our third season of the show. It's wild.
Yeah, on Planescape Torment. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about that. Got to figure out the shape of the show and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm also doing a replay.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. Really looking forward to it.
I've already started rereading my my Planescape source books.
Nice.
Actually, I got partway through reading the Planescape 2E1, and I was like, I've never read the first edition manual of the Planes. I'm gonna go back and read that one. Yeah, I'm really being a little lore picky for this one.
Yeah, it's also we're gonna have fun edition problems with that, as well as D&D changed that shit.
Yeah.
Over and over. Looking forward to being stuck in second edition. At least that's where the games take place as well.
Yeah.
In this episode, we are finishing the Clan Quest mod hub in East LA.
Yes.
Here. In the notes, I say writing is hard, which is mean of this. Some of this writing is kind of okay and good.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. We'll do kind of our Clan Quest mod wrap-up thoughts next episode, where we cover all the stuff we haven't covered in the Clan Quest mod. But yeah, generally it's okay. There's a little story that's going on here. It's very contained of characters manipulating each other, you know, and we get to see some kind of parts of the World of Darkness we haven't seen before. You do have to kind of squint, and it's hard to see all of the content.
Yeah.
You get most of it through the Camarilla chapter, but not all of it. Mm-hmm. You know, there are quests that I just didn't get on this. And it's a little bit of a bummer, you know, that you... In this game, in this hub, you can kind of fall backwards into siding with one of these factions before you really understand them.
Yeah. You normally when there's a split like this, we talk about it in advance, or the person who gets there first gets to choose.
Yes.
I would have been fine doing Hazel. You just kind of got locked into him. And went ahead with it. So I got the Victoria stuff, which is neat. It is a weird thing. I guess like reloading a save would possibly fix that, but how far back do you have to go? Like when it's not clear what the dividing line is, what the point of no return is, how much shit do you have to redo?
It wasn't clear how much of the new path that I had done, how many things I had done on the Hazel path were part of the Hazel path.
Yeah.
And were exclusive. It's a little tricky. This is kind of compounded with the fact that there are no side quests in the hub, which is a weird choice.
Yeah.
You know, there's stuff you can do for everybody a little bit for these two faction leaders, but there's nothing else going on. And that means if you're just kind of playing what's there, you kind of back into stuff. So we split up a little bit. So there'll be a little book report element of this.
Yeah. But we both ended up doing this first Victoria quest.
Yes. We learn a little bit more about Victoria. She is the head of the local Latin Kings.